The Wonderful Visit by H.G. Wells. Read by Stuart Crank. To the memory of my dear friend, Walter Lowe. The Night of the Strange Bird. 1. On the night of the strange bird, many people at Sidderton, and some nearer, saw a glare on the Sidderford Moor. But no one in Sidderford saw it, for most of Sidderford was abed. All day the wind had been rising, so that the larks on the moor chirruped fitfully near the ground, or rose only to be driven like leaves before the wind. The sun set in a bloody welter of clouds, and the moon was hidden. The glare, they say, was golden, like a beam shining out of the sky. Not a uniform blaze, but broken all over by curving flashes, like the waving of swords. It lasted but a moment, and left the night dark and obscure. There were letters about it in Nature, and a rough drawing that no one thought very like. None in Sidderford saw the light, but Annie, Hooker Durgan's wife, was lying awake, and she saw the reflection of it.